Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio Walking from Glory to Glory in the Own Generation Chapter 1 The Glory that sustains the Christian to walk increasingly in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. This new material is a continuation of the subjects of the Walking in Newness of Life series and is preceded by the following themes. 1. To be, to abide, to live, to walk, and to bear fruit in Christ. 2. Rooted and established in Christ. 3. The singular freedom of living and walking in Christ. 4. Walking in Newness of Life. 5. Walking as holy people or belonging to the Lord. 6. Walking in an acceptable and worthy manner of God. 7. Walking zealous for good works. 8. Walking in Christ without turning back to the basic principles of the world. 9. Walking faithfully in times of freedom and peace. In the themes referenced above, we saw a series of points that address the foundation of walking in newness of life, a series of aspects associated with the way or manners in which a Christian is called to walk in newness of life, as well as some points regarding which all Christians are called to perseverance so as not to return into subjection to the conditions of life from which they have been freed by the salvation they have received from God. Nevertheless, the calling to perseverance regarding walking in newness of life in a way that is living, holy, worthy of the Lord, and zealous for good works is not only evidenced by the Lord so that Christians do not withdraw from their life of faith in Christ, but also, and mainly, so that they come to discover that there is still much more to be experienced in the Lord, expressed, in turn, by an increasing walking in the will of God. The calling for a Christian to walk in newness of life is not a calling to an occasional, sporadic, or just initial experience when a person receives Christ in the heart. On the contrary, it is a lifelong calling for the one who has been given the condition to be able to live and also walk in the Lord's newness of life. Colossians 2:6-9. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, as for a Christian becoming more aware of the fact that perseverance in walking in newness of life also leads to growth in the condition of a new creature in Christ Jesus, we can observe that there is in the Scriptures a variety of references related to growth in salvation, such as the calling for every Christian to work out the salvation received or the calling for every Christian to relate to the Lord from glory to glory. Thus, when the Lord calls Christians to work out the salvation received or to experience the newness of life from glory to glory, he once again highlights the supreme greatness and breadth of this salvation, as well as the sovereign calling of God in Christ Jesus for every Christian. And although we have already addressed the subject of work out your own salvation in a specific theme with this title in the series The Life of the Christian in the World, it seems to us to be highly appropriate to address it a little further in the present series on walking in newness of life. Bearing in mind that through the calling to experience the Christian life from glory to glory, a Christian can also come to understand in a broader way, and at the same time in more detail, the firm support that one has in the Lord for each new stage of one's Christian life. When God calls Christians to also grow or advance in the salvation granted to them by heavenly grace, the Lord does not do so without first declaring that He Himself will sustain, transform, and strengthen them for each new stage of the mentioned growth, for the Lord grants the certainty of faith to Christians for further steps of their lives also by revealing Himself to them from glory to glory. By calling a Christian to grow in the salvation one has received by heavenly grace through faith, the Lord highlights one of the main aspects of the purpose of this salvation. And by calling a Christian to grow in knowing the Lord or walk in Him from glory to glory, God highlights what each Christian can find in the Lord so that one can achieve growth in the salvation granted to him or her. While sin acts to lead people to lack the glory of God, or so that they do not come to know the Lord and eternal Creator, seeking in this way to abstain them from the strength to live and walk in the newness of life according to the will of God, the salvation of God works so that this lack of the glory or knowledge of God may be supplied by the continual and increasing provision of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to which a Christian is called in Christ Jesus. Let us see below a text about people's lack of the glory of God caused by sin, but also another text that shows us God's calling for Christians to no longer need to remain in the state of not knowing God's glory, as follows. Romans 3, 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 2 Peter 1, 3-11. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. According to the words written by Peter, an apostle of Christ, the calling to salvation is also a calling to the knowledge of the glory of God or to fellowship with it, through which a Christian receives the possibility of adding virtues of the glory of God to one's life so that one may be even more fruitful in the knowledge of Christ Jesus and the relationship with the heavenly kingdom that sustains one's Christian life in this present world. Understanding the role of the knowledge of God's glory in the life of the Christian is essential, for without this knowledge, a Christian may mistakenly think that acting diligently, mentioned by Peter to obtain the virtues of God for one's life, depends on one's own effort and not the previous knowledge of the Lord and the grace of the Lord towards an individual. Therefore, in Christ Jesus, God calls Christians first to know the glory of the One who saved them and to walk according to His eternal glory so that then, as people who know the glory of the Lord towards them, they also may be diligent to receive what the Lord offers them through His heavenly grace to live and walk in newness of life. This is why Christ also taught His disciples to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Similarly to Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ, also in the writings of Paul, another apostle of Christ, we find equivalent references to the glory of God, showing that it is by the strength of the glory of God that a Christian can grow in the understanding of God's will, as well as be strengthened to walk according to the new understanding granted by the Lord, as follows. Colossians 1, 9-17. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. A Christian's relationship with the glory of the Lord does not change the condition of who God is and what God can do, for God cannot be shaken or changed in anything. However, the relationship of a Christian with the glory of the Lord from glory to glory can greatly change this Christian, for when one comes to know more about the glory of the Lord, the Christian also comes to know better the parts that are due to the Lord to perform in him or her or for him or her, the parts that are due to be done by this Christian to cooperate with the Lord, and the things that are not appropriate for a Christian to do in one's condition as a new creature in Christ Jesus. When, for instance, a Christian knows the glory of God concerning the aspect that one's own works are not the provision for the eternal justification of one's life but that the righteousness and grace of the Lord provide this justification, this Christian can also come to know that one no longer needs to do works to try to reach justification in the Lord, for these, before the glory of the Lord, are unfruitful works of darkness or dead works. When, for example, a Christian knows the glory of Christ Jesus in the aspect that Christ is the only mediator between God and human beings, this Christian can also come to understand that one no longer needs other mediators in one's relationship with God. And so, with understanding, one can abstain from so many false mediators who propose to carry out people's relationship with God but who actually work to destroy God's good and righteous path for them. Given this, we understand that it is right to say that a Christian can walk in newness of life because of God's grace, love, and the freedom that Christ grants to him or her. However, when a Christian advances to the theme of the glory of God, one can see even further and more accurately that the grace, love, and freedom that one receives are actually only possible to be received because God is grace, love, and the provider of liberty for one's life, or that these virtues can only be firmly established in one's life because they are the expression of the very glory of God. Thus, as a Christian grows in the knowledge of the glory of God, one advances in the knowledge that the fundamental gifts of life one receives from the Lord are the very expression of the Lord himself towards one's life. And therefore, one may come to know that as long as one is in the Lord, none of these gifts will lack or be shaken, since the Lord, in the glory due to him, can never be shaken. When God calls a Christian to walk in newness of life, he only does so because his own eternal glory or virtues pave the way in which the Lord calls the Christian to walk. In other words, the glory that paved the way for God, through Christ Jesus, to create the world, come into the world in the flesh, die on Calvary's cross, and manifest life over death by eternal resurrection is the same glory that the Lord offers to sustain a Christian to walk in newness of life. The same glory of the Heavenly Father who supported Christ Jesus in his coming to the present world and his life as the Son of Man, leading him in everything in the will of the Heavenly Father, is also the glory that the Lord offers so that every Christian may be sustained in one's calling to walk increasingly in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Romans 6, 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.